When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
5 supercars to top juice house, yes?
And it hit us right then. It's like, what's life?
You think the dude in the hat in the corner isn't with him, but he's with him.
Flew all the way to Romania.
It's like God lifted me into a different realm.
He was so happy. He's like, bro, you're good. You're good. You're really good.
Patrick was the reason I even got to meet Andrew.
It was like a mushroom trip, but sober.
Guards all over with guns, and I'm just like clipping my nails. I'm just praying. I don't fight. I do not
pray. I only go the way of Mr. Yacht. It's not often I sit down with somebody and they say something that makes me think.
Brother, this was great.
I love you guys.
But you give me something to think about. My own damn
way. I had a lot of fun on this interview.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the George Janko Show. Dude, a lot has changed. This year has started out so incredible. So incredible. Reed, how are you feeling, my friend?
So good, bro.
By the way, dude, not for nothing. You've blossomed.
Thank you, bro.
You are beautiful, bro.
Thank you.
You're
a
good-looking
dude. We've gone through a lot of different stages while living in LA.
Do you
have a
picture?
For you the whole time.
Do you have a picture of you when you came
100%.
To my house? Could you just show that real quick?
Like the long hair?
Yeah, the beanie, the Craigslist vibe.
Here I am. I've changed.
Dude, you're just like...
No, and also, but like, I feel like LA hasn't changed me. You know, like oh, they moved to LA.
All joking aside, me and Reed were getting like emotional, probably because of what happened with the show. You know, and we worked very hard to get this to where... The whole team, not just us, but like, we were on the phone, we were getting really emotional, and... We surrounded ourselves with good people. Mm-hmm. So I not only know for a fact Hollywood did not change you, but God put a good friend like you to remind me to like, yo, I gotta, even though I never change, it's good to be around people that don't change and that stick to their roots. But speaking of change, so it's a little change. It's a tiny change. Tiny little change. Last season, in season one, a lot of you guys that tuned in would know that my co-star, that is no longer right here, was my girlfriend. Well, I no longer have a girlfriend, but I do have a fiance.
Yeah! I'm so happy for us.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for us. I was trying so hard not to cry. You were talking to me.
Really?
I was like, there's no way the first shot's going to be of me crying, bro.
Well, it would have showed that you loved me more, but that's so fun. We never really, you know what's so funny? Because when I was taking my notes down, because we have so much to unpack,
so much to unpack. So much, yeah.
But the most important, I feel like, to unpack is our relationship. And I realized we never really had an episode where we got to dive deep a little bit about us. You know, we talk about us when it's there.
Yeah.
And we described how we are. But we got so good at not posting our relationship and keeping it between us and God that, like, we got super used to the fact of, like, not sharing. And this news was something that we were both obviously excited to share, but we didn't even know, like...
Well, also, it literally just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
Like, we've been gone for a couple months.
Yeah.
You proposed about, like...
2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah. And by the way... Nothing feels different. Like when I look at it, I go, I have butterflies. Oh, that's different.
Yes.
I do get butterflies.
I've had butterflies like 24/7. Like if I'm not around him, because our family's been here, you know, and his parents were here and both my parents were here, which is huge because my dad lives in France. And so he came out to visit. And when I'd be around them, I'm just like, oh, you know, normal. And then as soon as I come out and I'd be next to you, it's like... Like instant, like butterflies all over again.
I will admit, this is going to sound very chauvinistic, so just a little warning label on this.
You did interview Andrew Tate.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, by the way, we're definitely circling back to that, and we have a lot to unpack about that, but I want to stick to my love real
of
quickly.
Course.
So I had many ideas on how I wanted to propose. All of them indicated a bit very personal, just us. Mm-hmm. But then her best friend, Michelle, was like, hey, I realize that you're not recording this. And I said, yeah, no, I'm not. And she's like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. She goes, you record everything. And I go, yeah, but there's some things that should just be between us. And like, and she goes, that's so cute, but stupid, because she needs to see it. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. She probably wants, just because I think we're not going to post it, to me, it's like, why are we even shooting it? You know, that's like, that was such a bad thought. But yeah, so then I had to rethink of some ideas. And I actually told her all of my ideas. I'm not going to get into like all my ideas, but I listed all the different.
I've heard all of them. They were all horrible. Yeah. This was the good one. This was the good one.
Well, an opportunity fell in my lap, and I got to meet her father for the first time. And he's my best friend already. Like, I love this man. And actually, my whole family loves him. Jessica has like a crush on him. It's kind of weird, but
whoa. Yeah.
Such a crush.
Such a
Jessica is super attracted to my dad.
and we just had a great time. And I thought I'd take the opportunity to ask for his permission in front of the whole family for the first time. Both of our families were there. And I thought maybe.
Keep talking, bro.
And,
it was so quiet.
And we were. I love you so much.
That was awesome.
I love you.
The bro.
Love her so much. And before I asked my best friend to spend her life with me, I was just so nervous, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be a little graphic. I kept having to go to the bathroom. Like, I got bubble guts, and I was like, dude, I gotta go. And it was so funny because I kept having to like snap myself out of it, because Belle was like showing me pictures that her father brought of her as a kid, and I could tell that she's like, dude, why are you not paying attention right now?
Yeah, like,
because I was zoning out.
He's like looking up.
But while she's showing me the pictures, I'm seeing her hand, and I realized that's the last time I'll see her hand as my girlfriend without a ring on it.
Jeez.
So I couldn't stop looking at it.
I'm gonna start crying, bro.
And,
can I have tissues?
No. I'm behind him. Dude, this is great, by the way. This is making us
this
look
is really
very
good. You're really selling it. You're really selling it.
You're really good at acting, dude.
You really did use a tear stick, huh? I thought you were going to skip that.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. We're all going to go to dinner, and my thought process was to do it in the house, so that way, on the way there, while she's... You know, this is our first time ever being together. I wanted her to have the ring on her. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want... I don't know why. I just felt like that was the way to do it. I was super nervous. I basically told all these girls how I was doing it to catch their...
Smart.
Yeah, dudes are like, oh, nice. Like, they don't like...
You got a ring?
Or just make sure you, like, you know, like, you don't forget the ring. Or, like, the stupidest, like...
At a KFC, that's tight.
Yeah, you know? And girls, like, you could tell if it's good, but if they're like, the higher their hands are, like if it's like, oh, that's like really good, but if it just like,
oh, interesting, yeah.
Oh, you know, it's so funny. I kept pulling out the ring and looking at it because I don't care about jewelry at all. I had to do my homework on jewelry before this, and but my God, when I knew that was like my promise to you, I just couldn't stop looking at it, and I was very infatuated, and so I was getting super excited to show people. And when we got here, like an idiot, she's talking to her dad. Everybody's getting to know each other. And I grab Simmy. By the way, Simmy's my best friend. Simmy, I've known her for almost 10 years. We've been next door neighbors. We're roommates. Like, when I look at her, I see the eyes of my own sister. Like, that is like, so when I first saw her, I was like, I gotta show her. So I bust out the ring, and she just goes, oh, like this. And she puts her hand, and then Belle turns around, and I just like put the ring away.
Were you showing it to her here?
Like, they were just right outside, a car. Like, they were just idiot, around the other side of the
Jesus,
car.
And I'm looking at her through the window. So I'm like, I could just, you know, like, peep.
You got a little too comfortable, dude.
Got too comfortable. Yeah. This is the best part. I straight up gaslit her. As soon as she came, she's like, what are you guys doing? I was like, nothing. She's like, no, what are you guys doing? Like, I just saw your guys' faces. And I was just like, what is wrong with you? Why are you coming at us with this? And I'm like, fucking just trying to spin this shit.
Because I was like, what's wrong? I come around the corner, see me like this. And I'm like, what's wrong? And my face like this. And yeah, she told me it was because you told her it was going to happen tonight. And so she was like, it's going
to
happen
tonight.
And just
to be clear, you had no idea.
I had no idea. I thought maybe, like, the last few months, I was like, maybe he's gonna do it in the summer, you know? Like, I don't know. I thought maybe in like 6 months.
Oh,
like, I don't
fuck, know, you should have done it during the summer, bro.
No, I just thought, like, the time, because
she starts to go, she's like, I just thought it would be special. I thought it would be like in a good setting. Like,
are you kidding me? I just thought it was gonna be like, you know, in 6 months, I think. Like, that's just what I was like, I had a feeling. I was like, maybe, or maybe next year. I don't know how much time he's gonna, like, I don't know.
But also your mind was like later, not now.
Yeah, and he'd been randomly asking me about, you know, like my...
Was I good at it? Or was it like too like noticeable? Because I like started getting everything ready. Well, and then I was like, I don't even know what her finger is like.
Your girlfriend for her ring size.
So check this out. Okay. She randomly brought up rings. And I was like, yeah, I was like... And then I go, wait a second. I go, speaking of your ring, dude, like, how does a man even know, like, what ring to get? Like that, just, like, super organic.
Nice, nice.
And then she was like, and I was like, oh, fuck, back up. And then I was like, I don't need to know right now. And then, like she still didn't tell me. Like, take Damn. The hit, bro. Like, I'm trying
know.
To go get your shit measured.
I know, I didn't.
And she got it measured, but, like, I already got the ring set because I took a guess. Like I like off of her like guessing her own hands and then asking other girls and like she is not a 7.5.
Yeah,
and
I was
like,
not. I'm 6.25.
I told the girl jewelry, and she was like, oh okay. And then I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm so excited. And I showed her a picture of Bella. She goes, the first thing she goes, that girl is not 7. I was like, oh.
There was one time where we were talking about shoes, and I was like, yeah, you know, like my shoe size 7. I think I was talking about your mom's size shoes. Oh, because I got her shoes. So I was like, yeah, your mom's size shoe is 7, and I'm a 7. And he goes, oh, so like your fingers are the same size as your shoes?
Jesus.
That was like the third or fourth time. I was like, oh, like
unreal.
And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, dude, like, come on, dude. I even asked her mother. I asked her friends. Nobody knows. I did mess up, though.
What do you mean you messed
up? We were at dinner, and like fireworks are going off. Like, this is just the night. We're having a great time. Like,
this is after you proposed.
Yeah,
the night
yeah. And by the way, also shout out to Reed. I literally go, hey, man, I want to record the whole night. He goes, all right, yeah, no problem. And I was like, cool. You coming to Masters? He goes, absolutely.
You didn't say you wanted to record the whole night.
I said I wanted to record the whole thing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You said, come over, grab the cameras. It'll be like a little kickback, film a little. But then, I just don't, what are you?
But you
do you want to come to the dinner?
You
and I was like, yeah.
You weren't recording the proposal. What did you think? You were just like reactions, like the review afterwards?
Yeah.
Anyways,
it was very good. Well,
if you want me there
to record, why would I not record the proposal? That was my thought process.
My thought process is like,
you want me to come over and record like the kickback afterwards?
Anyways, so Reed and his future fiance is next to him.
Okay.
By the way, bro, now I can say it. Hey, don't be that guy that always has to be like, what are you guys getting married? I've never wanted to punch dudes in the face more.
It's so disrespectful, bro.
Like, yeah. I got something going, dog. And I would always push back when people said that because I wouldn't want her to ever think that I did it because of the pressure.
Yeah, because like, why did you do it? Because yeah, there's so always dudes pressing
about
it.
I was like,
all
right, now I have to wait a little bit longer because they just asked me on my podcast and like, yeah, but...
I think people just get excited, I think, about our relationship, and we've been together for a while, so they're like, oh, when? But sometimes it would get, like, adults would be like, when is it going to be? Dude, you got to do it. You got to do it now. Come on. You got to do it now. And it's like, relax. Like, we have our thing. We know what we, you know what I mean? We've talked about it, and that's...
I was weighing my options. Is she going to be the one for me?
No, we just talked about it in depth. Like, you know, we knew, so... But yeah.
What a crazy... I can't believe we're even talking. Oh, we're dude, engaged. We have so much to even unpack. So like now we're starting our fairy tale, you know? Like yeah. this is our journey.
Congratulations,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you. And then now to kind of move on for our future, like this show took off in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations, by the way. What a phenomenal job that you did.
Thank you.
Truly.
Oh, and you know what? We could unpack why you weren't there.
Okay.
Many reasons. Well, first and foremost, Belle still wants a career in Hollywood. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very tough thing to be involved. I mean, Avi, I told it to his face. Did I not tell you what I said to him while we were peeing next to each other?
Yeah, you told me while you were peeing, but not on camera.
So let me just unfold. We're going to go into the saga of Andrew Tate because I've been dying
Romania.
To talk about this. Where's that from? TMZ. So in the beginning of season one, we're recording... BTS, and I told my whole team, I go, at the end of the year, I'm going to record with Andrew Tate.
He said that.
And it's going to change my life. Don't know why, but I saw it. I saw it there. And I'm going to get into that later on when I bring up my journal and like not talking about manifestation, but while I was there, I had to think of like different steps. Like, okay, I don't want to put my girlfriend in a situation. I don't know the man. You know what I mean? I know him from online, but I'd be dumb to put the love of my life in jeopardy if I don't know the man. So we go to Romania, and I'm asking the people in the town, like, do you know Andrew Tate? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody had positive reviews. Mm-hmm. I meet the guy. We meet the guy. Phenomenal human being. Like a very sweet guy. Like you could tell that he's truly in a stage of wanting to learn and be better, and it's not an act. Mm-hmm. And that's why we get into the conversations that we get into. But in between part one and part two, I got comfortable with him. I knew that we were both on the page of respecting each other. And I'm starting to learn that this isn't an act. This man is who he says he is. So we're on our way to the bathroom, and my God, this guy is like the mafia, bro. Like he has, bro, you think the dude in the hat in the corner isn't with him, but he's with him, and he has eyes on you, bro.
It was
like,
crazy.
He is, like, he moved around like the president, bro. He was quite intimidating.
But he wasn't trying to prove anything to anybody.
Never. I was finding like, them out we were as just I was walking around.
It felt like we were alone with him.
Yes.
But then you look around and there's like three dudes outside with earpieces outside the doors. And it's like, okay.
Like one
it's
guy not behind just the lock. Oh, bro. It was just, I noticed that when he was walking, a guy was reading a newspaper and got up and he said, no, you're good. And it was, I thought it was just like a random guy that was sitting down. It was
just people posted up.
Posted. Yeah. Like, wow. If you ever tried to do something with this guy, I would rethink it. This guy has probably eyes on everything you're doing. So that's not me just saying it, like truly, truly. So we're on our way to the bathroom and I go, we're just talking, we're shooting the shit. And he turns to me. He's like, this is going very well. And I was like, thank you.
Literally halftime. You guys are having like a halftime huddle.
And
keep this up, man.
When I was going into this, I was not only nervous, but I just knew that everything that we worked on rest on this. Because I knew that people had a version of me in their head that they haven't seen. And so I was just begging God, be there with me. Make sure I'm prepared. Make sure that like whatever I'm saying or I'm doing is really going to touch people's hearts, open up a conversation. Even if you disagree with me, you could at least see it from my point of view. And we could have a common ground of discussion. And my God, did he deliver. I knew God was delivering this 2 minutes into the conversation. So by the time we go into the bathroom between part one and part two, we're already like, we're messing with each other. We're already at inside jokes. Like we're very, very comfortable. And I turned to him, I go, dog, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was so scared of you, bro. Like I did not want to bring my girl around here. I thought about it. Like, what would I do? What would I do if you looked at me and goes, okay, I'm taking your girl now. And like, what am I doing? I have nothing. I can't do anything. I got Reed and DaVidge. You know what I mean? Like what are we going to do about it?
Say sorry, goodbye man, to
Belle.
Go.
Like, you know, there's nothing we can do. So I told Belle, I was like, Belle, I'm sorry. You're kicking back on this one. And she was like, I'm okay. And I was like, okay, cool. So that's why you weren't on that one. But yeah,
that's why.
But dude, like, I'm so excited we get to talk about this, bro. And the feedback on this was incredible. So I actually do want to say hello. Hello to the new faces because, dude, I've never grown in subscribers or Instagram followers or anything in my life like this, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, and so me and him do message each other. We still keep in contact. And I really appreciate having somebody that I could sharpen my brain with, right? Just because we don't agree with each other on a lot of things doesn't mean I can't learn from him and he can't learn from me.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
And when we were at the house, so when we went to dinner that night.
Which we didn't know, like when you go and you have a podcast guest and it's like your mutuals and it's like, this is business. We left the interview being like, bro, like what if we like, do you think we'll see him again? Like we flew all the way to Romania. We don't know. And if we don't see him again, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, we flew all the way to Romania for like this podcast. Do you think like he'll invite us to his house? Go out to dinner with him?
Yeah. Like, and you know, that's what I love about us, bro. We're so professional.
Yeah.
But we also enjoy this like kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We're not trying to put up a front like, oh, dude, yeah, he's lucky to interview me. No, bro. I was grateful to be there, bro. Like I knew this was going to put my career in a different level. Why am I going to sit here and act like anything else besides joyful and grateful, right?
Yeah.
So he leaves, we literally couldn't even move. We sat there and we just knew. The conversation went so well. We just sat in the room quietly and we were just looking at each other. And it was so funny because Davidge goes, where did you go? Like, where did you go? And I had all these notes, but like, bro, I can't explain it, dude. It's like God literally lifted me into a different realm. It was like what he was saying. It was like I was so prepared for it. Like my heart was ready for it. And after that, I was like, even if we don't hang out with him, we got what I believe the world needed to see for us to begin our next chapter.
We did it.
Well, it was just so like, because I think this is the thing, is that like we see this side of you every single day. Mm-hmm. But
so thank you for saying that, bro.
Yeah, well said.
That is such a perfect way of saying it. This is the real me. But for some reason, I didn't show it. Mm-hmm. I had this like, it's so funny. This episode set me free, bro. I just realized that, oh, how I really am is what they want. And like, I'm done with the facades and like talking about shit that I don't care about or acting like things that I don't care about. Like, I guess because I grew in the social media realm, it was always 50-50. Show who you are, what you represent, but also do what they like so you could get their attention. And once I realized that I could do that by just being myself, the amount of emails, DMs, and messages and tweets and mentions of people being like, thank you for just being real. I was like, okay, this is going to be season two. I'm not going to chase the views. I'm going to chase the impact. Like, what is it unloading? Like, are we talking about a streamer that's doing nonsense? Are we talking about things that we should be really covering and showing our hearts? Now, that doesn't mean we always have to be serious, but I'm not going to stretch for the laugh. Yeah. Because I feel like I was trying to make people laugh all the time. And the one comment that changed my heart is in that interview, I didn't want to be funny. But that was the comments that I saw. Oh, George is really funny. And I realized I became a tryhard because I was so insecure and I was so scared of where I was going to go next. This thing changed my life. It made me confident again. I'm sorry to cut you off, but nailed it. And like, this is it. Like, and that's what I was scared of. I was scared that people were going to watch that, see my old stuff and be like, oh, he changed to fit this because it did so well. But in the truth is like, that was me. That really was me.
You literally just spoke from a place of love. You came from a place of love and just talking about what you truly believe in and what you truly care about and what you've learned. And you were able to bring out a side of him that no one's ever seen. Like, he was just so likable, funny, the way he'd look at you and smile, like you could see his inner child, and no other interviewer has ever been able to bring that side out of him, which was so incredible. And not only the Andrew Tate episode, but also when you were on the PBD podcast with Bishop Mari Emanuel.
Yeah.
Also
same
that,
week, you, same crazy. Week. Like, thank you for Patrick. Yeah. Also, I just want to say Patrick was the reason I even got to meet Andrew. Mm-hmm. And I'll circle back to that when you're finished. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. And that was just wrapping up, is that in those two podcasts back to back, it's wonderful. People can see your thoughtful wisdom and conversational skills because that is who you are. And that's how, and your humor comes out because you're just being yourself and you're just like talking from your heart.
I really appreciate you saying that. Yeah. And thank you for everybody who has already subscribed and just believed in me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so cool to watch the world shift. And to be honest, like, when I left Impulsive, it did. I was scared and I was confused and I was lost and I was frustrated and I was angry. But God kept telling me, be quiet, keep moving. Be quiet, keep moving. I want to go back to Patrick Bidet because he said something that's personal behind closed doors that really, I saw him talk about me on his podcast and he was talking about me being an interviewer and how proud he was of me. And when I interviewed Patrick, in the middle of it, I could tell that while he was looking at me, he was like, oh, you're a lot more than I thought you were. And then I could tell that afterwards when he invited me over to his house, he looked at me like, not like his son, but maybe a son, like somebody who's like, he truly cared about me. And I felt safe when I was talking to him. And the words that he said, I just wanted to make it very known. Like, I very much really appreciate you, Patrick. Like, not only did you give me the opportunity to interview you and show people what I'm like on your platform, but you're not a jealous human being and you're so confident in your own success that while I was out at a level that maybe I'm not right now, you put your hand out, you grabbed me and you introduced me to a man that took me to a different level in my industry. And there wasn't like, what am I going to get out of this? Mm-hmm. It was, what can I do for you? And to be honest, it made me excited because I was losing faith in people that are doing really well. And I was getting kind of scared of working with people and
bitter
and not, yeah, bitter, but like also just tired of going back to the door that God's closing for me. Mm. And I'm realizing that if I just put God at the center, then things start moving in the directions that it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
But let's time travel back. We're in Romania, and
the thing that you've been talking about for the past 3 months just happened. Yes, that was also, we were sitting there in that room and it was like, bro, you've been manifesting this for half a year. Mm-hmm. And you would always say, how do you feel about this, Reed? We're going to interview Andrew Tate. And I was like, bro, like until it happens, I can't process that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's, I can't think about it. Like when we're in Romania and we hit cut and we just wrapped the Andrew Tate podcast, then I'll be able to, and we just were sitting there like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I want to say this, daydreaming. They made a bad image of daydreaming lately. Oh, you're just going to sit there and daydream and your life's going to go past you. And like, until I had to separate myself from everything, the only thing I had left over was my dreams. And I just sat there and I go, okay, I want to be there. And then I saw this TikTok of this man and he was like, God will give you the vision of the end, but he won't tell you how to get there because that journey belongs to you and him with faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw where God wants to take me. And while I saw that, at the same time, all these YouTubers are making YouTube videos about me failing. People that claim that they're my friends are using me as clickbait, bashing me. My peers are stepping on me to go above me. And I sat there and I go, well, if God's going to change everybody's heart about me, it's going to take a significant difference. And so I sat there and I go, God, like, who would I have a conversation with that would give me the opportunity to like show people who I am? And I just saw Andrew in my head. And I was like, okay, God, I don't know how this is going to happen.
You've never told me that before. That's crazy.
That's why I would always come up to you and be like, yo, we're going to interview Andrew Tate. Every day I would tell you that. I go, we're going to interview Andrew Tate. And by the way, I've never talked to the man. And I didn't even know how to get to the man.
Yeah.
But when I got the news that I was going to do Patrick but David, God showed me. He goes, that's the man. And I go, whoa. So I told Reed, I go, I'm going to interview Patrick. And from that, Andrew's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget it, bro. We were on our way to shoot with Gideon. And I looked at my phone. We were at the gym and I dropped it. And Reed looks at me. He goes, what happened? I go, bro, Andrew Tate just reposted the clip of Patrick but David and I.
Oh, yeah. We were in that little tiny hotel gym.
Exactly the way that I pictured it. So I took a breath. I go, God, give me the wisdom. Where do you want me to go? Do you want me to directly message him? How do you want me to go about this? And a lot of times you don't want to ask somebody, hey, could you do me a favor? Could you go reach out to that guy? Because it's disrespectful. I can't go to Patrick and be like, Patrick, could you help me get this guy that you worked very hard to have a relationship with? It's disrespectful because one, you're like, what, is my relationship with you not good enough? And then two, it's like, oh, is this why you even did this? So there's a lot of steps that I didn't want to disrespect because I never want to disrespect anybody. And so I sat there and I was like, all right, God, what do you want me to do? And God was like, yo, go to Patrick immediately. And I was like, okay, dude. I said, hey, Pat, if you don't want to do this, I totally understand, but I just saw that Andrew reposted my clip. He goes, brother, I'm on it. Wait. Not even an hour later, I get a DM from Andrew. And I'm like, till this day, I randomly text Patrick and I go, dude, like, you realize when I go get a pizza now and people are running up to me going like, bro, you're Andrew Tate episode, blah, 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 blah. I go, dude, this is all because like you had no jealousy in your heart, bro. Like you knew that episode was going to take me to different. He told me before I even shot that. He goes, just wait. He goes, you have no idea how many people are going to side with you. And so all these people are saying this and I'm like, okay, don't get too excited, bro. Like, don't get too excited. But then my best friend said something that really like shaped my heart. He goes, bro, you realize you are shooting with people that don't have your views. They don't have your mindset. So you're kind of like, think of it as stand up. You're performing for not your audience. And he goes, and how hard is it to perform when it's not your audience? And I go,
you could be saying the funniest jokes in the world.
Almost impossible sometimes. Yeah. When this episode released, when we finished the episode, Andrew got up, looked me right in my eyes, right in front of you guys. He goes, this one's going to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You brought it. And I was like, whoa. Like, imagine, like, you're, like, the whole year you're telling your friends this is going to happen. And then the dude that you're pretending you know literally just said that to your face. And I was like, I could pee my pants right now and, like, be completely fine. So we go upstairs. We're, like, quiet. And we're, like, little girls. We're like, dude, do you think he's going to hit us up? Like, where are we going to go? Show us around? Like,
waiting for a text message?
Yeah. So finally, like, I was like, guys, listen, we're done waiting around. This guy's, he's a grinder. He's probably taking over a different, like, thing right
he's
now.
He's invading another country. Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of people ask me, is he like that in real life? More.
Yeah.
He's holding back.
And with a huge smile on his face, too.
We're going to get the vault. We're going to talk about that. But... Oh my God, he's holding back. Way holding back. And we sit at a restaurant. We take off our jackets. We hang them up. We sit down. We order our food. They go. We waited 10 minutes. Bing, address. Meet me here. This. We got up. Don't bring the food. Don't even bring the food.
Really?
We left money. We just left. Bounce.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah.
So we get to the restaurant. And Tristan comes around. Now.
In his that trench coat?
No homo. No homo.
Crazy, bro.
Dude's a hunk, bro.
Oh my God.
I immediately saw this dude standing in front of me. I was like, thank God my girlfriend's not here. Oh my God. He just came in and he came in with a SWAT team of people.
Yeah.
And he walked in. This is me. So you're the camera. He looked like this, looked right at me. And I went like this to get up, like, hey, hi. And he's like, talked to his friends. They separated. And I was like, I sat back down. I go, okay, maybe he doesn't know who I am yet. I'll wait until Andrew comes. He goes, hi, shakes his hand. And I was like, in my head, I go, we are never going to be friends. This guy hates my guts. Yeah. Like, he's probably like, why is my brother making me hang out with this guy? Like, I don't want to hang out with this guy. It took maybe 1 hour. And I think that guy's one of my favorite human beings I've ever met. Like we got along so well. And I'm so excited. We already planned to do an episode together, God willing, in the future. Again with Andrew, and I would love to run it with Tristan, because that guy is deep too. So we get to the restaurant, we have a great time, and then Andrew goes, you know, I played this video game, and I'm trying to get Andrew to play Fortnite with me, mm-hmm. and he won't do it. So I go, how about this? If Reed could beat you in this video game, you have to play Fortnite now. Everybody just gets up, and I'm like, oh, we're just going to his compound right now.
Hold on, what did he eat?
We just all had steaks.
Nice.
And by the way,
there were some vegetables. There were some vegetables though. Nice. Some roasted veg.
It's so funny because, like, bro, we were just laughing. They just felt like good friends, and mm-hmm. like they felt like it was weird, man. When I was sitting with them, I was just like, it's sad that they have the rep that they have, because I could tell how they respect each other and they care for each other is like truly how me and my good friends treat each other. Mm-hmm. And so it was really cool to see that. So we get to his house, and, sorry, we don't even get to that. We go outside, and so I'm about to call an Uber. And he goes, no. This gentleman's going to take you. Now, this guy, have you ever watched Despicable Me? You know what I mean? Have you ever seen Despicable Me? Yeah. The main guy? He's Groot?
Kind of wears what you're wearing right now.
Oh, bro, all of them wore what I was wearing. They're all like, these are like Marine-driven, armed to the teeth. Like, they
ex-military,
are,
for sure. Yeah.
Bro, we get in the car.
Just us and a driver.
Yes.
And Andrew, like, they're all in different cars.
You come with me.
Yeah.
Come with me. And I was like, okay. So we get in and he turns to me and goes, to Top G's house, yes? And I go, yes. And then in the maps, you could type in Top G's house on Uber, on anywhere. It's Top G's house. And I'm like, invasive. Yeah. I go, but kind of cool. You know what I mean? So we get in and bro, like me and Reed, I knew it wasn't in my head, because while this was happening, me and Reed just looked at each other, because there's like five supercars.
Yeah. It was now a movie moment.
Bro, the whole block was like vibrating.
Was he wearing sunglasses?
No, it's at nighttime. All of us are around. So he has his drivers that are armed around the cars. And then in the cars that are driving you, they're armed. So it's like, bro, like I felt like I was hanging out with Putin, bro. Like I was like, we're protected. Like nobody's going to touch us.
And then
us.
There's just George and I in the backseat, like
this. And DaVinci in the front, confidently, you got an ox? And the guy's like, don't worry, I got music. And then I'm not. It was like this. It was like a.
Yeah, there's some club music.
It was just like a Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
And so me and Reed just put on our seatbelts, and they're like in
It's like a video game.
It literally looks like a video game.
And it's raining out, too.
Bro.
It was...
While he's driving, he's like, look at this viral video of me at the court. And I'm like, yo, like, please look at the road, bro. Like, and like, dude, just, they owned the street. And I'm like, they're not going to get pulled over. They are the cops. Like, this is a movie, and I'm glad I'm here for it.
So funny. I told my sister that story, and she laughs about it. She brings up all the time. She'll go to Tub G's house.
And George and I looked at each other right then. He's like, to Tub G's house? And it hit us right then. It's like, what's life, bro? There's this Russian armed guy. We're in like this high-end Beamer, and we're in Romania. And he's saying, to Tub G's house? And he means it.
Yeah, yeah.
We get to the house, and like...
It's a compound.
It's a compound, but it's also like, it's homey at the same time. Cause they're like, they're doing the thing. And then they're like, yo, we're going to go into this. Like, I don't know. It was like by the way, I'm not going to mention the security realms around this, but let's just say it's like very, very protected. And, we walk into this, like, I would say it's like a vault thing, like that, where we were having cigars and like chilling.
Oh yeah. I think that it was like a cigar lounge area. I don't know exactly. They have the war room. I don't think that's where we were.
I think it was the cigar lounge room.
Yeah.
It wasn't the war room.
It wasn't where they shoot. Though, dude.
It was like this other area. And dude, like, it was that hour that we were there.
You also passed the smash.
I passed the smash?
The smash where Andrew and I... Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Not that I really want to talk about it, but...
What?
Well, so we had a bet, and I'm watching Reed play video games with Andrew, and it...
1v1.
It low key.
I don't know if anybody plays Ultimate or Smash, but like he started.
You should talk about this part because I don't know this game. So
if you play Smash Ultimate, he like chose a random stage and it wasn't like a battlefield or anything. It had like random things. Then he had items on, and I was like, no. No. I pressed start. I canceled out. I'm like, no, we need battlefield, no items, and just go at it. And bro, it was so close.
It was
down to last hit.
Do you know
what it was? Racing, yeah?
No, it's a fighting game. It's Smash. So it's like a platformer. And
oh, you guys are wrestling in the Mario.
To be honest, dude, I can't even make fun of her because like it's low. I'm on the same
page. It's Nintendo. It's Nintendo.
This whole time I thought you were playing Mario Kart.
No.
What?
No, it's a fighting game.
This whole time I thought you guys were competing in Mario Kart.
I wasn't playing.
Mario Kart's sick, but no, it was Smash. I chose Samus, he chose Link. And we had 5 stocks, and it went all the way down to 1 stock versus 1 stock.
Bro, it was crazy. It was literally like a boxing match. I was nervous about that than watching Jake like fight in front of me. Like I was just like, bro, there's a lot of stakes on this.
Yeah. And it was like 5 stocks. He'd hit me down to 4. I'd hit him down to 4. Ooh. I'd hit him to 3. He'd get me to 3. It was like literally, it was so close.
That was my favorite moment because I'm sitting back there. And I'm watching. I'm so glad I recorded that moment.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I recorded that moment because I'm looking at my best friend that we built this dream off of, like doing our craft. And then I'm looking at one of the most influential human beings with a smile on his face like a child playing a video game. And I was like, dude, how did we get here?
I don't know, bro.
I just answered a Craigslist ad, dude.
What the fuck? Dude, that was crazy.
So he beats Reed. And so I don't
get he jumped up. He was so proud of that victory. He was so happy. He's like, bro, you're good. You're good. You're really good. Like, he kept going on about how
there's a video that I saw. I think it was in your tags or something like that. Maybe he posted on one of his clubs.
Yeah, he had a BTS of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of him literally going, you're good. You're good. You're good. Yeah. I was like, you should say that.
I was the closest out of anybody in the house to beat him. And I, bro, if I could say that I beat Andrew Tate, in Smash Bros.
You know, it's so funny. He goes up to me. He goes, yo, could you send me that video? I'm going to text it to my friends. And mind you, me and Reed are very quiet about what we were doing. We don't share things with people. We like the group knows, but like...
And I'm not one to run to social media and post on stuff. And like, it's just not the vibe of us.
Yeah. But random group chat, and you had no idea that your friend is going to Romania. Yeah. And now you're just watching him play video games with Andrew Tate. Dude, that is hilarious.
Yeah, but your friends didn't know?
Half of them did, half of them didn't. And I just, I didn't text anything. I just sent a video, just a raw video. It was a screenshot. It was a screenshot of it. It was like front facing and just me and Andrew. Yeah. And both of us holding controllers staring at the game.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, that was a night, dude.
So we finished playing. Well, you guys finished playing.
Yeah.
And And I was like, okay, this night can't get any better. We should probably leave. That way we're not like, you know, do we want to be a pest? We want to be a guest. So
nice.
Thank you. And so he goes, come, let's go over. Oh God, this is so funny. I didn't cut my nails. And I have this problem, bro. Like, I don't bite my nails. And so I don't, also, I don't care about my nails, but people will randomly remind me to cut my nails. They'll be like, dude, cut your nails. It's gross. So I'm in Romania and I'm looking everywhere for fucking nail clippers, bro. And I can't find it. I go to the store, I go to the lobby, I go to the spa, I can't find it. And so
I know why. I bet you anything, it's because they use nail scissors, not nail clippers. I know that's a, I'm just saying.
So we're on our way to the cigar lounge area of the house. And I see randomly golden
nail clippers.
Nail clippers. No. Gold. Huh, and by the way, his lighters were like,
he handed it to me.
$80,000. Like, they were heavy.
It was $50,000 lighter. And I was, he handed it to me and he's like, don't drop it. I was like, okay, Tristan. Yes, Tristan.
And so I go, Tristan, is that yours? And he goes, yeah. I go, can I borrow it? He goes, yeah. I grabbed it and I cut my nails. And it's so funny because you guys are all in the thing and I'm outside in the yard because I'm like, I don't want to do it in the house, right? So I'm outside in the yard and everybody's inside. It is super quiet in Romania. And I always have this joke in my head. It's called the time traveler guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that guy who time travels could only go to 2 seconds of life. So he time travels to that moment and he sees you for 2 seconds. And I start laughing to myself. I go, what would the guy think if he just saw me? Like, if I time traveled from the past here and it's me in Romania in front of Tom Jesus. Just like guards all yourself. Over with guns. Yeah. And I'm just like clipping my nails.
Yeah, wait,
so
were your nails really that bad that you're like,
so bad. They were bad.
I've got to clip them at Top G's house.
Babe. When I went like this and I dapped people.
Oh, you were scratching
I could like, I felt like
he
I was
brought
taking,
skin with him.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you literally, what was it?
That was that. Oh
you
yeah, that happened
yesterday.
Took a
chunk out of my thumb.
So we go back into the cigar lounge and I got, not, nah, so nah, I got, me, you, and DaVidge got to see the deepest they go.
We went down the rabbit hole.
The people were like coming up to us being like, yo, that podcast, part one and part two was crazy. If anybody would ever hear what we were talking about in that realm, I think it would be the greatest podcast ever exist. Like we all walked away a different person after they were explaining things to us.
And then we come back home and I'm like trying to explain this shit to like my friends. My girlfriend. I'm like, yeah. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. It's like,
I just went down the rabbit hole. It was like a mushroom trip, but sober.
Yes.
Like I was like, wow. Dude, I just zoomed out of the world, saw everything for how it is. And then just here I am. And I'm like, what do I do with this information? I feel useless.
All I know is that he
crazy.
Knows way too much and drinks way too much coffee. That's mm-hmm. the one thing I can yeah. guarantee. I can walk yeah. away certain about that.
Oh, yeah. Tell them how many cups.
15. No joke. Mm-hmm. We would sit at that restaurant and be like, 15. And then his brother was like, me too. And I turned to him. I'm like, what do you mean, me too? He just ordered for everybody. He goes, no, he didn't. And I was like, so you want one more or 15 more? He goes, yeah, all of that. And I thought they were like over exaggerating. No. They drink a lot of coffee.
But bro. Are they espressos?
Yeah, they are, right?
They're just black coffee.
They're just like regular
just black
cups coffee. Of
coffee.
I don't know anything
when
about
when I
this
drink black coffee, it like accelerates my appetite and I get really hungry in the morning. Like I'll have black coffee and then
really?
I'll eat breakfast in a couple hours. Oh. They don't eat till dinner. So they're just, he's
drink, okay.
15 cups of coffee deep with nothing in his stomach.
Well, see, for me, like, yeah, coffee curbs my appetite. Like that's why when I have coffee in the morning, like sometimes I forget to eat till it's like,
really?
You know, yeah.
Yeah, he's,
late at
he's
night.
Got 15 coffees in his stomach and he hasn't eaten.
Well, that makes sense.
And it's like, no damn. Wonder you get so much shit done.
Right.
That's crazy.
So we wrap all this up.
It's like 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m. Yeah. And his drivers take us home. And we stand in front of the hotel all quietly. Like literally, we haven't said a word to each other. We're just looking at the hotel and we're just like, I guess we knew what we're going to put out was going to do. Mm-hmm. And so we're just standing there quietly. And I just turned to him. I go, guys, I can't go to sleep right now. There is no way I'm going to be able to go to sleep. Do you guys want to walk around this town? And we literally just hands in pocket. We walked around Romania at night, just quiet, just sitting there taking it all in, bro. And it was possibly the coolest trip. And I told the boys, I go, there's never going to be a moment like this again. Mm-hmm. Because I think that now the world kind of will be looking at our show and now we'll expect what we're going to deliver them. But the shock factor of like, oh, this is the guy from Impulsive that wouldn't shut up or say something weird. Like that image of me was now removed completely. And it's so crazy because I want to circle back to this. The thing that hurt me the most was when all this was happening in the beginning, when I had the dreams and I had all this stuff and God was telling me to be quiet, all I kept seeing are those YouTube videos every day of people making like things. And when the video went up and I saw all these people making videos like of the new version that they saw me as, and I literally go, my God could change the whole world's heart. Like, that's how mighty my God is. My God could take me from a small place where I thought, okay, it's over. I gave it my best try. I'm at the end of the roads. I got nothing else to give. And when I surrendered myself to my God goes, perfect. I got you right where I want you. Let me put you up right here so that way when you're shining, even people that don't believe in God would say, there has to be something that's with this man. There's no way that this guy did this on his own. So no credit. All glory to God. Season two is going to be bigger than season one. I can promise you this.
So excited, bro.
I also want to let you guys know the temperature gauge that I want to move season two is more meaningful. And I want you guys to know that I'm trying my absolute best. And if I do fail you or if I do upset you, be patient with me because I want to be as open and as authentic and as raw as possible. And I don't like looking back at myself a year ago because I've grown. So I promise you, I'm not going to be perfect, but I promise you that I will try my best to better myself every day in front of you guys and give you guys my absolute best. That's all I could promise you guys. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening.
Please comment too, by the way. Like, we do read comments. Like, we are very active in the comments. We love reading comments. Please like and subscribe because it does help. And thank you guys so much. I love you. I'll see you next week.
With our first guest of season two.
Woo! Very exciting. Damn.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, bye.
Bye.
Season two.